Oh, I mean, I can certainly do that.
It's your episode. It's your episode.
Really? You don't want to go first? I feel like you're a good warm-up guy.
Well, I feel like you're stalling because you don't have material.
No. My good sir, that is not the case.
Are you ready? You are stalling. This is fucking like, no, I read all of Huckleberry Finn. I read all. Just wanted to do my oral report on it. This is just raring to get ready.
I actually have a classic.
You're interrupting. Classic. I have to start over. I'm just thinking all about Tim. Be quiet. I'm trying to get ready to talk about Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah. Listen, I had to fake a book report about a passage to India, which is a book about a trip to India. Which
okay,
I didn't know
if maybe it wouldn't be beyond you, given your racial handicap, that for you to just like say my homework is going to be talking about a fake trip I did to India.
In this fake trip, I fell in love. I fell out of love.
Yeah, you got.
I found a sandwich.
You got to pour on the accent.
I found a sandwich. I found a sandwich on the highway.
Sandwiches in India?
They actually really like sandwiches. No. The Western culture, it got to them, bro.
So it's proper Western sandwiches. Like there are not to say.
I mean,
they have a baguette. Are we starting this fucking thing before I start apologizing for fucking imperializing sandwiches? Jesus, can we go?
All right, but what should we call the saga? What should we call the saga?
Ooh,
I have an idea.
Go ahead, because you thought I railroaded you last time.
The last time we just okay. So anyway, I had ideas for the last saga, for the last time we named a saga, but you had your fucking priorities or something.
Priorities. Priority is we are like 5 minutes into the show and we've delivered zero content. So Michael's priority, yeah, it was a priority, was getting the fucking show started. So I just said a thing and started it going. As opposed to this, look, I want to apologize to any non-white nations that might have. Or America isn't a white nation. Okay, I want to apologize to sandwiches.
White bread they nation. Be, that's what you meant to say.
It might be, I don't know where sandwiches come from. Okay, here's the point. If you're white, if you're black, I'm sorry. Your sandwiches are just as good as ours. They're better. We are trying to throw our sandwiches just in the trash, honestly.
Okay, so I think we should call this saga.
Okay.
The Fondue Saga.
Nope, next. That was easy.
Okay.
What are the smaller parts of fondue, butthole?
Well, there's different kinds of fondue.
That's not the fucking purpose.
Oh, whoa. There is different kinds of sizes. There's different heights of fondue.
So
there's like
We've already done a volumetric saga. We haven't done volumetric, but I believe we've done like we did like the liter saga or something.
We've done a lot of liquids.
We haven't – but I think what's interesting, if I'm going to be a nerd for a second, is that we haven't done all the types of liquid words and things like that. There's plenty of them. There's lots of them.
Mm. How about like towels? The towel saga.
Look, I want to get this in here. What if your sandwiches don't use like proper bread? You know? You should feel just as proud about them, and we don't degrade if it's like and again I call them proper bread, but you know, conventional cisgendered bread.
Yeah, Anglo-Saxon,
some would say. You'd get inspired and call it the sandwich saga because you're a little hamburger boy. Oh, by the way, if you don't know that we name all the sagas, this is all talking about what the fuck the title of the next four episodes are going to be. So strap in for content at some point. Are you kidding?
Listen, this is gold.
You didn't give me time to start listening. Okay. You say listen, and then I'll count to three. I'm not listening yet.
Okay.
You say listen, count to three out loud, and then I'll be ready once you say that. Okay? Ready? Go.
I'm ready.
No, you were supposed to tell me to – whatever. What's your next suggestion? Oh, my God. You only had fondue loaded. You're an asshole. This is the sandwich saga. Yeah. This is the sandwich saga.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, this will be the bread episode, and I'm sure you can guess where it's going. It's going inward. It's going inward. We're going into the sandwich, darling.
Can we take an inordinate amount of time going in detail, like through the layers, like outer crust?
Make this
crust.
Our longest saga ever. It just takes us forever. People are slamming their phones, being like, when are they going to do the fucking meat episode? I'm going to kill myself. Crumbs. This is the crumbs episode. This is the wax wrapping episode. Okay. Next episode.
This is the fourth layer of cellulose episode.
Foil wrapping episode.
You totally buried my awesome punchline. I hate you so much. All right, let's just start the show.
Well, that was my point. This is the sandwich saga bread episode, Deepu edition. A little bit of a modification here. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Oh my god, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers. Welcome back to a Hack Thought Podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. I'm your host, R2 Deepu, joined by my producer this week, Mike Falick. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Today we're going to be talking about celebrity run-ins and how...
Okay, actually, what a great... That is a great Hack Thought subject. That
Absolutely.
Is a proper amount of... I really got to say, Deepu, I don't say this enough on air... That is like great job. That's a really fucking good one. So hack thoughts are thoughts you don't think to think about. So I think why I think it's great, and you can expand before we do this. But why I instantly think it's great, because by the way, I'm setting this up to be really disappointed in whatever Deepu's actually going to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say why I think this is a hack.
Please get the good content in there before I jump in.
I think it's great because you don't, you know, when you see a celebrity. There's very few times where you are prepared to see them. And even then, like, you don't really – like, a Comic-Con is probably one I can think of, right? Like, you go to a Comic-Con and, like, you know so-and-so – but even knowing so-and-so is going to be there, like, most of the time, if you're seeing a talk, like, you don't know – you probably aren't going to get to meet that person as well. Like, it's very unlikely that you're excited to see someone and get – like – the people that are there signing autographs, it's usually listed, but it's like kind of unexpected. Not a lot of people go to like find the autograph or celebrity booths. It's like a bonus. And then running into them on the street, like you're never prepared for it. So it's a great thought you don't think to think about. Being it's like a hurricane. It's like, you know, you're supposed to have a plan. When there's an emergency, you have a plan. I have a – look. I do all that to be really serious for a second. You know, when there's an emergency, there's a sign on my door that says I have a pet. And I have a case for the pets to come with me. Like it's all ready. I'm ready to within like – you know, a minute or two, be totally naked and out the door with all the living things in my house. Why don't I have a Kevin Costner plan? That's what I'm saying. Is what am I going to do if I see Val Kilmer? I don't fucking know.
You don't have a plan for anybody?
No. So much so that Mike Birbiglia, who I'm a huge fan of, like I one time, I will brag a little bit here about my taste. I don't like to think that having taste is important, which we could go into in a second, but... I sort of have been on a lot of trains with comedians kind of before they got big, and I've had the pleasure because I had this foresight to notice some of these people, see them quite a few times. This was inspired in taking this opportunity up by my uncle, who actually saw Lenny Bruce quite a few times. Perform live because he knew this guy was something, and so he would go and see him whenever he could, you know, for cheap amounts. So I saw Mike Birbiglia's Broadway show before it was a Broadway, you know, I saw it long before it was a big thing. It was in a very small theater. Testing it out. And I was, this may shock people, really shy to go talk to him because I had nothing to say other than that was a great show. You know what I mean? It was awesome, but I really wanted to meet him. And I was, maybe shy is not the word, but I just literally was like, what am I going to say to this guy? I have no plan. And that was somebody that like I really wanted to meet.
Sure, yeah.
I am going to brag a little. I saw both the Smothers Brothers, Don Rickles, and George Carlin live.
Wow.
Before their untimely deaths. Yes.
George Carlin, you know, I have a plan for when I see George
he's
Carlin.
Dead.
I hope he's not.
Soup's dead.
No.
Soup's dead.
No.
That was it.
Well, I had a plan. Okay. I had a plan.
Well, anyway, this is stupid to talk about. You hockey.
What do you mean
this is stupid? You hockey puck. Can we continue to? He was the best. We're not just going to talk about comedy. Okay. Meeting
celebrities. I'm not trying to nerd out about Carlin. I'm just saying like he's one of the people. No,
You're an asshole. I made Don Rickles references, and now everyone knows. You don't know as much about comedy as I do.
Yeah, sure.
What's your plan? You have a George Carlin plan?
I had a George Carlin plan. It was for whenever I run into him, I was going to thank him for a bit that he did and maybe yes.
Wait. I'm going to do a bad George Carlin, but let's act this out. So I'm
No.
So where are we? We're at Denny's.
It's too private.
No, this is what this is. So I'm behind you in Denny's. Like we're back to back in a Denny's and I'm Let me really fart. That's you when you come to be an old fart. Okay, we'll do this. All right. And so,
hey, welcome to Denny's.
And I'm like, can I get the eggs and scramble them? But don't, but you notice how when they scramble, don't scramble the eggs. I want the eggs scrambled, okay?
Yeah, it's pedantic, but okay.
And you hear me and you're like, oh my God, that's George Carlin. You're there alone. You ordered a personal pizza.
And then two
personal pizzas. You bring her back. You're like, look, I'm going to be too hungry for that one personal pizza.
One personal pizza is so tiny.
It just gives you the taste. It's so small. And that word personal feels like an affront to my weight and body image. Doesn't it feel mm-hmm. doesn't it feel like a fuck you to be hungry after? The only thing worse is if they title it you should be full pizza. Do you want a you should be full after you eat this pizza? You're fat if you eat anything else other than this. Like, come on. It's very little. It's less than a sandwich, I feel like. It's not a lot.
It's more of a personal attack pizza.
It's a personal affront pizza. That's what it is. I feel that. I feel that personal affront.
Okay, so anyway, I'm in Pizza Hut, apparently.
No, you're in Denny's. You ordered a personal
pizza. Why do they have personal pizza at Denny's?
You know, the Grand Slam. That's not – it involves four other people. Can you give me something? How about a ground rule double? I can do that alone. You know, Grand Slam infers that there's other people at the table, and I'm not sure that you're willing to provide the staff to do that. You know, there's 10 words you can't say at Denny's.
All right. So I see – George Carlin at the Denny's.
No, he's behind you. You guys are kind of back to back, you know, Luke Cage style. You know, you guys are fighting off Scorpion and Sub Zero. You're back to back, Boondock Saints style. He doesn't see.
All right. Well, okay. I hear.
There, is everyone happy? We're done with references to media. It's going to be a long media episode. I've done all of mine. Okay, I'm done. I don't have to know movies in order to talk. Jesus.
I don't drop a lot of references, I feel
we
like.
We don't drop a lot of references because it's it's insufferable. And people are – once you start, you can't stop.
Okay, so anyway, I'm back to back.
You're back to back. So you have like an advantage is what I'm saying. You don't have to do that eye contact thing. I'm trying to give you an easy scenario. Mm-hmm.
But I hear his voice. I identify him immediately. And I start to try and get his attention. I show some shoulder. I roll my shirt down over one shoulder.
Great.
Try and get him to look over here.
Do you want to start with the actual answer?
What would I say to him?
So you notice it's George Carlin, and you would like to go approach him. What is your fucking plan?
Yo, Georgie!
You would say, yo, Georgie. Okay. We'll just keep going. I'm sorry.
Georgie.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be in character.
Georgie, poor Jay. Put him up top.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
You like to shake a man's hand indefinitely, don't you? Put it out there.
Not really. I've done a few fair bits about meeting people and being annoyed by them, but sure. Sure, you seem to know my oeuvre. You must have heard my B-side album, Shake My Hand Indefinitely.
All right, well, okay. I'm gonna keep this quick because I know you got a pizza coming.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Oh, I have scrambled eggs. It was part of the bit. Didn't you hear how funny it was? I'm writing all the time. I'm thinking. You're not thinking. I'm thinking. You're like, oh, I want that with ketchup. I want ketchup with that. Oh, got you. Got you on these word tricks.
Yeah, I mean, and especially because you're from New York. Why would you get a pizza at Denny's? I don't know.
But I'm from Spanish Harlem.
so that
it's just George Carlin trivia. It's genuine fact. He's from a part of Spanish Harlem. I'm from a part of Spanish Harlem called White Spanish Harlem.
Well, anyway, Georgie Porgy, I love your bit about, you know how you say there's an armpit and then you point between your legs and you say that there's a leg pit? I love that.
Yeah, it was great because I was sitting around one day and I was, you know, just thinking about how words are different and sometimes they're not extremely accurate. You know, sometimes they're not extremely accurate. And so I wrote a joke about it. Hello, I am here in a not really functioning sound studio because I'm rearranging it. And you can still hear where the floor squeaks. That has made an appearance on the show before. I'm trying to make it do it, so I'm walking back and forth. I have to interrupt this episode to tell you about audibletrial.com/go to hell. Do you like audiobooks? Shut up, you love them. Oh my gosh, I knew. Look under the Christmas tree. There it is. It's audibletrial.com/go to hell. Look, let me explain it in this, because in this high-tech world, not a lot of people understand what audibletrial.com/go to hell is. Have you heard of books? No. Okay, but you've heard of audiobooks? Weird and dystopian. You can get audiobooks. They go in your ears, and then eventually your nose. I don't know where the sound goes after, because they go in your ear, and then people are like, it goes in one ear, out the other. I assume they have to go somewhere. Okay, you go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. It goes in your ear, and then it can't go out the other, because you'll retain the audiobook. So where does it go? Right? That expression, in one ear, out the other, means it's gone. So it goes in your ear, it hits the eardrum, and then that's the squeaky floorboard. See, I got it. That's why I'm rearranging the studio. Can you hear it? Hold on. In one ear, out the other. I think either it comes out through the uvula or the tonsils. So if you don't have any tonsils, get your tonsils removed. Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. And you'll get free audiobooks, and as long as you don't have your tonsils, that'll stay right in your brain, I guess. All right, back to the show.
Wow, they say never meet your heroes. I'm talking to you now, Mike. They really say never meet your heroes, and they are
never
right.
Meet that your heroes. Really okay, let's go into that. Never meet your heroes. Like, I sort of agree with that. I've met some of my heroes. Some of them were dickheads. Mm-hmm. Like, it sucked.
But there's a good side to it too, bro.
What's the good side? Oh, you do this all the time. You have this weird existential philosophy on life that everything because it happened is good. That's not the way anything is, you weirdo.
Yeah, dude. House catches on fire. It's part of the
fertilizer.
This
grand plan. Like, it's coming out in the show. It's odd. Like, this grand plan philosophy is, no, it was terrible. I didn't want to meet them. I could have just not met them.
God has a plan.
Todd Glass. Plan. When Todd Glass came on the show, on our podcast, and I got to speak to him. That was an instance in which I met a hero, and I had something to say. I had the show to talk to him about. There was a reason to me. But that was a great instance. He's a great guy.
He's a class act. He's a glass act.
Great. You're really you're making George Carlin proud. That was your plan, to thank him about the leg pit thing? The man,
yeah, man
fought Congress. Does that – if you're going to thank him for something, I feel as though – a guy who stands up in front of the FCC, Supreme Court, and Congress and kind of wins?
Nah.
I feel like
if
you're going to – it's a good bit. Leg pit's funny as shit. But what I'm saying is, in the subject of thanking him I'm not insulting George Carlin, but at a certain point,
taste in comedy.
Yeah, someone would have come up with the leg pit joke. That was going to happen. It might not have been George, but someone was going to do it. Okay,
people fight Congress all the time.
What is thanking? I guess that's the thing here. Is that your plan with celebrities? First of all, you need to give plans to the people. What are we supposed to do? You've gone through this whole episode and just said how you're going to tell George Carlin you like his orthopedic jokes. I'm not really sure what that have nothing to say to celebrities.
I'm sure there is some celebrities you want to say something to or
mean
you have
stuff
in the past. No nice stuff for anybody? Not even like a, hey, George Lucas, I like how you made the hair on Chewbacca?
I do like the hair on Chewbacca. I actually don't like the hair. I don't like the top of Chewbacca's head. I hate to do this in an episode where we're talking about media, but if you look at the top of Chewbacca's head, he looks like a greaser from, like, a gang movie. He looks like a character from fucking West Side Story. Like, it's all combed back. I actually hate the hair on Chewbacca's head.
I keep getting older. They always stay the same age.
That's Chewbacca as Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. Hey, man, why are you hanging around? Just do the Chewbacca. Hey, man, why are you hanging around high school so much? Do the whole quote in Chewbacca voice. Keep going.
I can't. Keep stop. Going. I can't.
Keep going.
I don't think Chewbacca ever laughed. I'm really blowing this right now. Hold on. Hack thought. Does Chewbacca laugh?
Not a hack thought. Stop ruining my brand. It's not a hack thought. He's a dog. Dogs are always kind of passively happy, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I really want to get into Star Wars territory. Why'd you bring that up?
You brought it up, asshole. This is what he thinks he can do my tricks on me. You cannot. Republican credits will not do fine, dickhead. Okay. What are we? No, if I were to talk to George, see, that's the thing, is I'm long form. That's why we're on podcasts. I need a lot of time to talk. I need a lot of time. I'm serious, to get my ideas, like, to fruition, I need a lot of time to talk. If I wanted to meet George Lucas, I would need, like, no joke, like an hour to really, and that's at minimum. I'd like to spend a few days with him. You know, really get up in the ranch, take a few naps, get in there. Maybe not all night, maybe not overnight. Maybe not overnight, but I'm definitely taking a nap so we can push through to 4 a.m. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you think he would be interested in you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't believe anyone is interested in anyone else now that we're bringing out worldviews. I don't think anyone cares about anyone else. You're so afraid of people killing each other, but admit it, you'd love to be the only person here. Imagine the parking opportunities.
That is a good
right point. Up to the store. Hello, Dick's Sporting Goods. Handicap parking for Michael.
So, you know, growing up in a big city, I have walked by celebrities many times.
Tell me, Maya Angelou, what was it like growing up in the hot city?
Well, there's people you know on and people you see everywhere you go.
Actually doing some good. I think we've done more by those two sentences, done more proudness, bringing more pride. Oh, we're losing it now. To Maya Angelou than we did to George Carlin. I feel we had a lot of soul and rhythm in those two sentences. We did not. Mm-hmm. We made George upset. What was it? So you grew up in a big city.
Grew up in a big city. And, you know, I would walk by celebrities all the time. And you know what? I would play
Were you
cool.
working for the man every night and day?
I try to, but I'm very
disappointed. Big wheel, big wheels. Do you know about big wheels?
You mean monster trucks?
Just big wheels in general. If you know them from monster trucks.
I guess,
Do they keep on turning or do they stop?
I imagine since they're so big, they
I can't do it. I'm going to break it to song. It's too tempting. So you saw a lot of celebrities. So you must be an expert at this point. 24 minutes in, you really must be ready to unleash your advice on us.
I'm not sure where I should go with this. I do like that celebrities can walk around and largely not be
bothered. We allow them. You will find I am a gracious Scott.
Yes. We could easily, flock towards them, mob them everywhere they go. But a lot of them, they can kind of just go where they please. Except for only like a megastar, you know, obviously.
I'm going to admit, I'm losing interest because it's not about me. And I would say the listeners, oh, yes, it's very great being a celebrity, Deepu. Thank God for that. Can you please, I'm glad it's okay for movie stars out there. Can you please
but
get to what the fuck
times.
I'm supposed to do, the common man?
Okay. Here's what you do. Here's what I've done. Okay. If there's someone, if there's a hardcore celebrity, and by that I mean someone who's not really that famous, but only you kind of know about, then you must talk to that person.
Example. Level. I need a level.
A level. Okay.
I need
a
class representative.
Okay, so in my case, I ran into a video game journalist who I used to follow when I was a kid. Yeah. And it was crazy to run into this guy on the street. And he's actually based on the West
Coast. You recognized him.
I recognized – well, he did a lot of video reviews back in the day, so I knew his face. Yeah. And
See, but I feel as though those types of people actually do statistically probably do run into more people that like them than not. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like take Alice mm-hmm. Cooper, for example. Mm-hmm. Please, take my Alice Cooper, please. We're doing old comedy jokes. Just deal with it. There's not that much left. So Henny Youngman says, take Alice Cooper, please. I don't think if you go to certain parts of the country – I mean, I know Alice Cooper is a huge star, but I think him going certain places, like, people wouldn't come up to him all the time because of, like – same with like, someone from the Insane Clown Posse or Marilyn Manson. I think that those guys go places and they're not necessarily ran into all the time because they have a huge following, but it's huge – it's so huge it collects, you know, people. I think that, like, that guy probably did, because it's all over the internet. Like, I bet that guy does go somewhere every day and is like – so I think that Maybe. Guy does run into people. But you're saying I have to talk to him.
You have to.
Why?
You have a – because – well, I mean, if it's a guy who's not going to be spoken to often, if he's a hardcore guy, then you got to show him the love. You got to show him – because he might kill himself.
Why? Is that actually your answer?
Yes.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
they're hanging on by a thread. You got to give them some love.
Okay. And a lot of these internet celebrities are killing themselves all the time.
Do I need to give examples?
Go ahead.
One Mac Miller. One
your version. Excuse you. Mac Miller. What did he do for a profession?
He was a hardcore writer for somebody. Very, very, very niche. No one knew him.
Mm-hmm. And he said in his suicide note that he killed himself because he didn't have enough fame.
I think he was just bored and no one talked to him on the streets. That's what they said. This was a bad direction, huh?
I mean, in your mind... Why people? Why it's a good direction is because you see, Deepu, you think you don't add stuff. What you add is the value of the person who thinks this thing on the internet and doesn't want to say it out loud. Dog, and everyone listening, people don't kill themselves because of social niceties. They kill themselves because they have deep mental issues, and you can say hi to somebody who's going to kill themselves a million times, and they're gonna kill themselves.
Hi. Oh, that fixed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gee, howdy. How are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Just as many suicides in populated areas. Southern hospital. Don't you think at some point the first Southern politician to care about someone killing themselves would come on the air and be like, everybody, you have to say howdy to everybody you meet. If you don't, everybody's going to start killing themselves. We can fix suicide tomorrow if we all just go around saying howdy and how do you do and opening doors for people. Oh, my God, this suicide problem in the South. Nobody kills themselves because we all just walk around going, how's it going? Even if the black ones we do it to, nobody ever kills themselves. That's why we have to hang people, because the rope company goes out of business. I know nobody buying nooses for themselves, so we gotta use them somehow. That's the thing. You gotta be a patron to the right stores, and you gotta say howdy to people. Otherwise, everyone will kill themselves all the time.
Think about it. I mean, Carlin would be alive today if I got to talk to him about the leg.
George Carlin wouldn't have killed himself with his lifelong heart failure if he had just been Oh, the humanity to imagine killing yourself using a heart condition that was hereditary. Oh, the stupidity. Oh, George, was it worth it? Why did you have to be 76 years old? Oh, you could have stayed 25. You idiot, if someone had just come up to him, oh, and he would have stayed 26 and not had congenital heart failure. Oh,
all right, we got it.
I don't think the internet gets it. That's what I'm trying to say here, is I don't think people get it. I see the most insensitive stuff around the subject by people who think they're being fucking sensitive. It's mind-bogglingly stupid when people are like, oh, you know, you have to care for people and make sure that you... That's dog. Suicide is a crazy thing that happens to somebody who has deep, deep issues. And guess what? Oh, this is a celebrity. How about Kurt Cobain? A pretty famous celebrity. Guy had, I mean, all the love, and he pretty much surrounded himself by like positive female rockers and was loved. I mean, loved to the point that when he killed himself, people thought that other people would start killing themselves. So this whole thing that people talk about on the internet, the problem with Kurt Cobain is he was deeply depressed and treating it with heroin. Okay? That, me going up to him and be like, hey, Kurt, you know what he'd be like? He'd be like, hey, do you have some heroin? I'm super depressed. And I'd be like, bye, Kurt. See, like, do you want to go to rehab?
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty good in the Smashing Pumpkins.
Did you ever read, great joke, did you ever read his autobiography?
Nah. Because
they tried to make him go to rehab. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
He didn't know. No.
Why, because no one says hi in rehab?
Anyway, my throat is exhausted from doing that Texan guy who I like a lot. Can we?
All right, let me take over. Let me take over.
We only have a little bit of time left.
Yeah, yeah. I want to round it out with a celebrity run-in. I want to round it out with a celebrity run-in that that went in a very interesting way.
Do you need music for this?
If you want, but don't blow me out here. Don't like cover up my fucking details here.
What kind of music?
Just do like a light, very light overtones, very ambient, very hummy, you know?
Oh, I got it.
All right, so...
It'll be in, not now, but I got it.
All right, so I'm paying for street parking in Manhattan, okay? And I look behind me in line, and it's Adrien Grenier of Entourage. Now, many people don't know this about me, but I, one of my former years, when I was just going to college, I looked just like this guy, and he was the biggest TV star, the biggest star on the fucking on television, I would say. Okay, he was fucking epic. Anyways, so I look back at him. He's in a really tight tank top, very awkward. He's holding a poodle, very awkward.
Why is the poodle awkward?
It's the contrast. It's how big he is and how tiny the poodle is.
Which one is this guy?
This is the main guy in Entourage.
Okay,
Vinny Chase. People in college, my freshman year, were like, oh my god, you look just like Vinny Chase. You know what a blessing that is in life, to be told that? It's pretty awesome. Too bad I'm such a spaz, I couldn't close the deal. Anyway, so, I had so much backed up, because I'm like this...
Can I say, I want to stop in for a quick hack thought here.
Yeah.
No, the you look like a celebrity does not, it makes everyone uncomfortable. There's nobody that, like, gets that and is like... Oh, wow, now I feel great in this conversation. Nobody wants to be told, like, hey, you look like someone. Like, nobody likes that.
No, when it comes to this guy, it's a pretty big deal.
Well, I'm saying to you is that nobody...
No, I know,
nobody,
in general.
Nobody bounces back and thinks of a clever line other than fucking ignoring it. Do you know what I mean? Like, nobody... It isn't as much of an in as people want to think. Like, it's just an awkward point of conversation.
Yeah.
There's no, like, great thing to
it
come
is
back.
Awkward.
It's like, yeah,
thanks.
So anyway, it's as awkward as telling someone they have nice tits. I think conversationally, it's just
that.
As awkward.
Just I can being see that. Like, anyway, so
you look
I'm
like,
in line.
You look like Hank Azaria. Okay, you got great balls.
Anyway, so I'm in front of this guy for paying for parking. I'm surprised he's paying for street parking, too, like with quarters. Like, what kind of fucking... what kind of champ is this guy?
Yeah, just
fucking,
like us.
I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Okay, get to the encounter, because obviously it wasn't inspecting his quarters.
So...
You were like, dog, save those. Arcades. Save those. Some of them don't have the dollar insert thing.
Yeah, bro. Anyway, so...
Dog.
I'm seeing this guy, and he's looking back at me a lot, actually. He's doing like a quadruple take. Because
you're
like
right over his shoulder being like, what's that, a quarter?
No. I'm a safe distance
That's
away.
A nickel. That won't work. You can't use those. You can't use dimes either. You used to be able to use nickels. I don't know why, but you used to be able to use nickels and not dimes, but now you can't use either. You got these quarters, buddy. Go on.
So anyway, like, I had these...
Well, that's a Sacagawea. You're going to overpay.
I had this vision that if I talked to him a little bit and be like, hey, like... I'm a young aspiring creative. I look just like you, sort of.
A young aspiring creative. What are you, Dropbox? Who the fuck talks like that? I am a young aspiring creative type blood A. Demographic hashtag.
I thought maybe he could take me on as like a less handsome version of him, like a protege.
Really?
Take maybe.
Did you really think that? That's adorable.
Yeah. I'm a puppy. I am his poodle.
29 years old. What world would somebody take? I think it's a little late for protégéing.
It's never too late. An apprenticeship to in people with olive skin.
So you're hoping that like you at 29 and him probably at getting close to 40, right? I wouldn't be wrong.
Probably.
That he's like, I've got one more chance to hang on to my youth. blood. pulls out his hair is turning gray. He's got a cane. He's like, this poodle is how I see. Oh God, I don't know how to pay for meters. The poodle just drops change in my hand. I'm so scared to even in my aged years. Come to the training. Come back to my handsome boy hut. And I shall teach you the ways of being pretty. Use this mousse. This mousse will help your curls. It gives you bounce and volume. Pucker your lips and tell me how to whistle. That's what you were imagining? So what actually happened?
I didn't say anything to him, but great. He did look back
anyway,
at me.
This has been Hack Thought, but you're literally of no help. Let me just say, this is why I stated at the beginning of the show, what a great idea.
No.
Can't wait to hear what he says. You're literally no help. Is your advice do nothing? Is that, we have a few minutes left. Is your advice not talk to them?
No, I'm full of regret with that interaction, how I said nothing. I should have pursued
Name
him.
One other project he was in.
He was in some environmental stuff I saw on...
Like how to wash your eyes if you get, like, poison in them? What's environmental stuff? What the fuck are you talking about? How to install an air filter in your kitchen? What the fuck are you saying?
No, how to, like, plant a tree in your garden, you know, stuff like that.
What, like HGTV?
Something like that, yeah. There was a lot of channels back in the day. The times have changed. There was some environmental channel with, like, you know, the eco...
Why are you saying environmental? That's not the word you're looking for.
What's the word? Recycling?
The recycling channel. Ladies and gentlemen, tune into the recycling channel tonight at 9. Bottles. What's with those caps, right? They're all different sizes. Who makes those caps? That's the question, right? Is it the same cap? Because sometimes it's the same cap on the recycling channel.
Anyway, we're done. So yeah.
We're done.
Thanks.
You're of no help. You're of no help. Goodbye, everyone. When you see celebrities, clam up and then imagine yourself as a handsome boy protege. Have fun. Hello, I am here in a not really functioning sound studio because I'm rearranging it. And you can still hear where the floor squeaks. That has made an appearance on the show before. I'm trying to make it do it, so I'm walking back and forth. I have to interrupt this episode to tell you about audibletrial.com/go to hell. Do you like audiobooks? Shut up, you love them. Oh my gosh, I knew. Look under the Christmas tree. There it is. It's audibletrial.com/go to hell. Look, let me explain it in this, because in this high-tech world, not a lot of people understand what audibletrial.com/go to hell is. Have you heard of books? No. Okay, but you've heard of audiobooks? Weird and dystopian. You can get audiobooks. They go in your ears and then eventually your nose. I don't know where the sound goes after, because they go in your ear and then people are like, it goes in one ear, out the other. I assume they have to go somewhere. Okay, you go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. It goes in your ear and then it can't go out the other because you'll retain the audiobook. So where does it go? Right? That expression, in one ear, out the other, means it's gone. So it goes in your ear, hits the eardrum, and then that's the squeaky floorboard. See, I got it. That's why I'm rearranging the studio. Can you hear it? Hold on. In one ear, out the other. I think either it comes out through the uvula or the tonsils. So if you don't have any tonsils, get your tonsils removed. Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. And you'll get free audiobooks, and as long as you don't have your tonsils, that'll stay right in your brain, I guess. All right, back to the show.